Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm excited to be interviewing Emma Rutan today. Emma, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So talk to me a little bit about what you're doing at the university.
I'm a senior right now at the university in public health, and I'm working in the McLean lab doing stuff on Project Harvest with you. My role kind of is looking at the microbial components in the rainwater, looking at the sulfur-reducing bacteria, and just looking to see if the water's contaminated with that.
You're in public health and you're a senior. This is your honors project, right?
Yeah, it's going to be my senior project.
Being an honors student at the U of A and then doing this, what is required?
I'm doing the research right now. And then In May, I'm going to have a nice little paper that looks at comparing the sulfur-reducing bacteria to the standard methods of testing water quality, looking for E. coli and coliforms. And then we're going to be incorporating the research I've been doing into that and seeing if this is a reliable testing method.
Awesome. So that sulfur-reducing bacteria, do you want to talk a little bit about that kit?
We get the rainwater samples from members of the community all over Arizona, and then we put them in. You have to do 5 little vial sets, and so you mix the rainwater with some substrate. We let it sit for 5 days, and then we read it every 24 hours to see if it's a present absence test. If it turns black, then there is the bacteria, and if it doesn't, then it has no bacteria.
Okay, and then you're comparing that to what other methodology?
Right now, the grad student I'm working with, AJ, he's looking for the ColiLert test, looking for E. coli and coliforms, and so we're doing the 2 ones. My senior project is going to be comparing because you need to incubate the ColiLert test, which you don't have to do with the SRB test.
Yeah, so the SRB test is something that allows a family member or participant or someone to be able to do the test at home.
Yeah.
Right? So we're hoping that there'll be some interesting results.
Yeah.
So you're a senior. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Are you excited about graduation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Well, what are you going to do when you're done?
Right now, I'm actually in the middle of applying for graduate school.
Oh.
I have the GRE test in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And so I'm hoping to study environmental global health, which is a public health master's program, because I want to look at bringing clean water, proper sanitation conditions to people in low-income communities.
So what motivates you to do this type of work? Why did you want to get into public, or in this case, global public health?
I've just been really interested in low-income communities who don't have the proper resources that people usually in higher-income communities have. I've always liked the idea of microbial contaminants in water and kind of bridging that with the human side of looking at public health and helping people get access to these resources. I thought this was just a good way to bridge my two interests of looking at the small microbial side with the larger picture of humans and communities.
And why does it matter to look at microorganisms?
Because they cause so many diseases and health issues. Diarrheal diseases are one of the leading causes of death, especially in low-income communities. And you can't see them, and so often they get overlooked. You just need water, and so you don't think about what's in that water, especially if that's one of your basic needs that you need.
Yeah, and most definitely at a global scale, we have to be thinking about this across the board, right? So
Yeah. That's
really exciting. We're very happy to have you working with Project Harvest, and we're very excited for your graduation and your next big step. So do you like music?
My music tastes are kind of all over the board. Some days I'm listening to more modern alternative music, and then going back to 80s pop.
Nice.
Is whatever I'm feeling that day.
And do you dance? Do you dance in the lab?
No.
No dancing?
No.
No, okay.
Only when I'm alone.
And so if you were going to dance, be dancing to release some stress, or maybe to celebrate when you get into grad school, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What would you jam out to?
Lately, I've been listening to Duran Duran, stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, Emma, it's a pleasure learning about your work. A pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.